Hi, I'm David Alce with KVPR, and this is Young Artist Spotlight. We're in the Barman Cheney Performance Studio at KVPR in Clovis, California. It's great to be here after being out of here for the last 3 years due to COVID. The space was designed and built specifically for performances like this, for us to feature the best, most talented musicians up and down the valley. Today we have a fantastic violinist for you to hear. His name is Rowan Crass. Hello, Rowan. Great to have you here.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, Rowan, we'll get to know you a little bit, but first we're going to get to know you through your playing. What's the first piece you're going to play for us today?
I'm going to play the Lalo Violin Concerto.
Here, violinist Rowan Crass on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
That was violinist Rowan Crass performing music of Edouard Lalo, the French Romantic composer. The violin concerto, his only violin concerto, right? Opus number 20, composed, I think, in 1873 or so. So, Rowan, let's get to know you a little bit better. How old are you? Where are you going to school right now?
I'm 18 years old, and I go to Edison High School.
All right. How long have you been playing violin?
I've been playing for about 12 years now.
Do you remember your first performance on violin?
Yeah, I think I played like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something.
Like every good Suzuki student. Yeah, you start with that. Next piece, we're going to go back a couple of centuries, or at least a century and a half, to Johann Sebastian Bach, right? What are you going to play?
It's his third sonata in C major, and I'm playing the Largo movement.
This is Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. Here is violinist Rowan Crass performing music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach on Young Artist Spotlight from KVPR. That was violinist Rowan Crass performing Bach's Violin Sonata number 3. It's part of a set of 6 sonatas, also referred to as sonatas and partitas. Bach completed them by 1720, but they weren't published until 1802. And it wasn't until violinist Joseph Joachim kind of discovered them and brought them to public light that they became known and widely available for musicians, and now they're a pretty standard part of the violin repertoire, isn't that right, Rowan?
Yeah, it's kind of like whatever college you go to, whatever college you audition for, it's like you have to know at least one of them.
Our guest today is Rowan Krauss, a violinist. He's a senior at Edison Computech. It's great to have you back in the Barman Chaney Performance Studio, and I would also be remiss not to thank the Bonner Family Foundation for their generous financial support of Young Artists Spotlight. Boy, you just sound terrific, and you sound great in this room, too. What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play the Paganini Caprice 16. Paganini was a famous violinist. He wrote a bunch of little etudes a long time ago, and I'm just going to play one of them.
Okay. Music of Paganini on Young Artist Spotlight. Here's violinist Rowan Krauss. That's violinist Rowan Krauss performing music of Niccolo Paganini on Young Artist Spotlight, one of his 24 caprices. This is very much the case for a student who plays at your level, and when you're doing auditions, so much of the focus is on technically demanding, virtuosically demanding pieces. So I'm curious, what's your kind of practice regimen like? How do you keep everything in shape like that?
Yeah, so I practice about every day for around an hour to 2 hours. Typically the average is like an hour and a half. That's typically how much I practice. And whatever, I usually always practice very slowly at first, and then I slowly build up to faster and faster tempos, because it's, you need to get the notes first and then and get them in tune, and then slowly but surely you can work those up to faster speeds.
Yeah. I'm curious, you started with the Lalo. How long did it take you to prepare a piece like that for performance?
It took me about like a month and a half, 2 months, around there.
Oh, wow. That seems pretty quick. And that includes memorization as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. What else are you going to play for us today?
Yeah, I'll play I played the Largo of the Bach, and this is the more faster piece of the Bach. So I'll play the fourth movement.
All right. Thanks very much. Rowan Krauss, violinist on Young Artist Spotlight. Thank you. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach on Young Artist Spotlight from KVPR. That was violinist Rowan Crass performing the fourth movement of Bach's Violin Sonata Number 3, the Allegro Assai movement. Boy, that thing just never stops.
No, it does not. It goes on a long time.
What's more challenging, that or the Paganini?
Paganini, by far.
Yeah. Okay. But boy, and you know, the genius of Bach, sometimes you're playing actually like two or three melodies at the same time across all those different voices you're playing.
Yeah, that's definitely true, especially in like some of the slower movements and stuff.
Yeah. So you're a senior. What's next for you?
Next is college.
Okay. Are you thinking about majoring in music?
I'm definitely thinking about it. I'm probably going to go in as a music major and then see where that leads me. So, I'm going in as like a music major to like UCLA, University of Colorado Boulder, San Diego State, UCSB, and UC San Diego, UC Davis, I think Cal Poly. I think those are
right. Yeah, so you're right in the middle of kind of audition application season right now. Now, music doesn't happen in a vacuum. You have teachers. Tell us who your teachers and directors are.
My private teacher is Casey Simba Torres of Simba School of Music, and then my school teacher is Arthur Wolanski.
All right. And you also will be performing with the Allstate Orchestra?
Start next week.
Very good. Congratulations on that accomplishment as well. Rowan, great to have you on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the opening episode of the 2023 season of Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. Thanks to violinist Rowan Crass for sharing his artistry with us. Thanks also to Casey Simba Torres, and special thanks to our production and operations manager, Don Weaver. For Young Artist Spotlight, I'm David Alves.